The cascading reports of dysfunction, disarray, and disastrous failure to deliver at the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs remind me of a famous line by the old baseball manager, Casey Stengel. Looking at his pathetic early 60s vintage New York Mets, old Case once said, "Can't anybody here play this game?" A key reason why governments don't work as they should these days is this. Since the rise of Ronald Reagan, the ideological position of one of the nation's major parties has been that governments are incapable of working. When your winning political rhetoric boils down to government is the problem, you have no incentive, none, to do the hard work of delivering services effectively. In fact, you take a perverse delight in anecdotes of government ineptitude. They are a feast for your faction. This theology that government is an inept den of losers can over time become a self-fulfilling prophecy. When was the last time you were part of a conversation where an elder urged a talented young person, you know, you should really go into government service? But the VA mess, which involves chronic lying about hospital wait times and late benefits, is still a hard one to figure. The nation has a democratic executive branch with a vast political stake in demonstrating that federal government can do its job effectively, and a highly regarded general had been running the department. And who doesn't want the VA to do its job? Who doesn't want people who fought and bled for their country to get the excellent treatment they deserve? Some federal entities do face hostile constituencies that want them to fail, the Environmental Protection Agency say. But the VA, no. So why is the VA mired in lost paperwork, sullen non-performance, and gaming the metrics? Liberals who believe in government do share some blame here. For decades, during waves of Reagan-esque assault on government, they've tended to hop into a bunker with unionized government workers, locking arms to defend them. Understandable in some ways, because many of the attacks were unfair. But this has also stymied momentum in many corners of government to correct the kind of rule-encrusted bureaucracy, the keep-your-head-down cynicism, and the lack of customer orientation we are now learning about to our horror at the VA. I'm Chris Cetullo.